Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 and hello and welcome to Johnny and Arnell live and loud.
That is right, it is Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR Radio, guys. Yes. Well done for tuning in. You know why you've done it, because we're absolutely having a great time and we're going to make you have a great time.
Yeah, I think the people are going to really enjoy today's show.
I think so as well, absolutely, because we take our time, don't we?
Chill out. If you're listening to this, just relax yourself. If you're at work and you're listening to Johnny Nine-Nil live and loud, just tell your boss I ain't working for the next 2 hours.
I'm done with you, mate. I'm done with you your vicious working conditions. Yeah. I'm about to listen to two people who are taking life seriously.
That's right.
And making me enjoy my life more.
Oh, so, there we go.
Yeah, should we hear that little thing? I like just pressing the button, so I'm going to hear that little sting again. Who am I listening to?
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Nice. Yeah. Did you hear how enthusiastic that guy was that he was saying that?
Yeah, he didn't care, did he? You can't get the staff these days. I think his work experience anyway, so he won't be here for long, will he? So anyone who was listening, we'll get around to how good our weeks have been in a second, but anyone who's listening last week will realise that since I've been doing the buttons on the radio show, I've basically got really excited about it. I just can't keep my fingers off them. Some of my cues from last week, let's give them a little blast in the past. R. Kelly, what do you think of Johnny and Arnell?
I'm the world's greatest.
Welcome back, Mr. Robert.
Cheers,
Kelly.
Robert. It fitted perfectly, apart from the fact he said, I'm the world's greatest. You're vain, Robert. Apart from that, there was shout-outs to some of the lovely ladies who tweeted in last week and gave us their problems. Because what do you think about them, Robert?
Yes, vibes.
Vibes.
You know what? I want to know.
Sorry, mate. I just got carried away.
I want to know the updates to some of these problems. If you guys are sending in problems to us and we do answer your problems, give us some, you know, send us a little update and tell us how things are going.
A little bit of feedback to let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I just told you that I'm really quite big into my buttons at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a little update to the buttons.
Yeah. Well, basically, I thought I need a button that kind of sums up who I am. You know what I mean? These days, a kind of my button, really.
Whoa. So this button represents you.
Yeah, this is Johnny's button. I'm also sometimes referred to as Shabba, but in fact I'm gonna have to just enter at the end there with hey, this is Johnny's button. Johnny.
Update, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you got a little button for me, mate?
Yeah, I have.
What you got for me that represents me?
So if my button is Johnny, then Arnell's button is...
Oh, what, I'm in the friend zone, yeah? Well, you're just stuck in the friend zone.
It is just a friend
zone. That's it. I'm walking in, I'm getting loving, man, but... He's just a friend. I know, so that's basically
I reckon I'm going to have to get my own keypad of buttons.
Yeah. You want to get out of the friendship zone.
Once you're in the friend zone, it's tough to get out. And I don't, a lot of that hard work, I want my own buttons, you know, so I can just let people know. Wagwan.
But it's really good as well. For some of our problems later, if there are any dating ones or whatever, we can kind of... You know, act out our judgment on whether they are a Mr. Loverman or just a friend by these buttons. So
nice,
I like that.
Let's tell people who may or may not have tuned in last week how the show's gonna run. What's gonna happen on the show, man?
Right. Well, basically, you know, we're gonna start talking about what is trending.
What's going on?
What's trending in the world? Yeah. What is going down on all forms of social media? What's being discussed? Mm-hmm. What is going on generally in the world? And we're gonna give our kind of view on what we think's most important out of it.
Oh, that sounds nice, And also, what we were talking about earlier as well, our Lend an Ear section, where me and Johnny, you know, we're going to be listening to some of your problems that you guys have been sending in to us. We're going to be answering your predicaments.
Absolutely. Not content with that, because obviously, you know, we got a radio show as much as anything else just to help people.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're like that. But apart from that, we also like to keep it real with the family as well.
Real.
keep it with the family. And this week we're joined by by your mother, Alfia.
Yeah. Alfia's in the building. Yeah, yeah. Well, we heard from Claire last week, Johnny's mum, and now we got Alfia's in the building this week. So we're going to be listening from her later on as well.
Absolutely, some words of wisdom coming, no doubt, no doubt.
Watch out.
That's going to be quality. And apart from that, we've got a guest on this week, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we've got a special guest. We've got Nazim Hussein coming in all the way over from Melbourne. He's coming over. He's touring at the minute. And he's coming into the JNI Live and Loud studio. So the world's
greatest. That's what we think of him, quite frankly. World's greatest. He's absolutely awesome. We've obviously watched him for a number of years now. We did Edinburgh up there with him, and he's absolutely awesome. So we're very lucky to have him in the studio. So, I mean, that show sounds like it's absolutely fit to burst, Daniel.
Whoa. There's one thing missing, though.
Well,
one thing missing.
Well, we'll go on.
We're going to be showcasing some big boy tunes as well.
Big boy tunes. But I mean, there's people who want to just listen to us. What are they expecting?
They're going to get us and big boy tunes.
Yeah, we can do both.
And big boy tunes.
Should we kick him off with one?
Should we just show him the kind of things? Well, just like that. One of the buttons. You're just going to press it and then boom.
Absolutely. And it's not going to be this. And it's not going to be that. It's actually going to be a song. I think we'll start off with a little number, which I love, because this is a number that started off one of my favourite albums, which is by Common, and it's called B.
Oh, good
and
album.
And it starts and it builds up as it goes, so you can just pick the new instruments that get added each round. Absolutely wicked tune. Should we fire into that?
Let's fire in, man. Let's let the listeners know.
Let's let the listeners know what's going on, quite frankly, and then we'll fire off with what's trending. Here it comes. This is Common B.
Those who left, I'm talking Malcolm Coltrane, my man Yusef, through death, through conception, new breath and resurrection, for Ron's new steps in a direction in the right way, told his side is where the fight lay, and everything a nigga do may not be what he might say, Chicago night stay, stay on the mind, but I write many lies, they lay on these lines, wave the signs of the times, many say the grind's on the mind, shorty's blinded out and everyone wanna rhyme, push pushing lies, killers immortalized, we got arms but won't reach for the skies, waiting for the Lord to rise, I look into my daughter's eyes and realize I'ma learn through her, the Messiah might even return through her, if I'ma do it, I gotta change the world through her, birds in the bins, gramps wanting them, demons and old friends, pops they hunting them, the chosen one from the land of the frozen sun, where drunk nights can remember more the sober ones, walk like warriors, we were never told to run, explore the world to return to where my soul begun. Never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift, and I just want to be.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Oh, yes. That's actually one of my favourite songs.
Favourite favourite songs of all time.
Do you know what I love about a song is when they have different layers to it and it builds as it goes? You know, like it will start something and it will just take you on a journey. And the fact that that just starts with doom, 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 and then it just it builds, it goes somewhere. That's what I want.
I almost thought that was a track playing right there.
That
was you.
That was me.
Was that you?
Do a little bit of improv beatboxing. Yeah.
Go on then.
Done a bit of busking the other day, got about 50p.
Let's hear a little tune then. Go on then.
What?
Go on, with it all? Yeah, go on then. Yeah, let's hear it. I mean, okay. I want to hear that 50p's worth.
I don't know what that last bit was.
That got you 50p, yeah?
Yeah, it's because I beatbox.
I think they felt sorry for you, bro.
I beatbox like a dad trying to beatbox. Like, you know, it's really quiet. It's not really beatboxing, is it?
Like a dad at a wedding trying to do...
Yeah, trying to be hip with the kids, going, hey, can someone hit me with a beat? No. You know what? Just screw it. I'll do it myself. Yo, I'm the dad, and I'm really sad. No, I've got no more lyrics, okay? So
you had that, like, 90s kind of radio show host voice going on there. That, live! Yes! Dad in the building.
That's what dads sound like. That's science, definitely. That is what dads sound like.
Is that what happened when you become a dad? You just start sounding like...
Oh, your voice changes, mate. Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's like when you reach adolescence and you know your balls drop or whatever, and you get a deep voice. Well, you have a kid, and I don't know whether it's the sorrow of your freedom gone away. All of a sudden, you start to be like, "Hi, you guys! Yeah, who wants a lift to the swimming pool?
I can't have any more kids. It's fine.
I really wish I was at the pub with my friends, but I can't because I have some kids and they've ruined my life." That's basically what happens. It's the switch of life, you know. You're changing gears, aren't
changing
you?
Gears.
Yeah. Dad voice is absolutely all the rave. By the way, we have got another little sound cue.
How many sound cues have you got?
Well, it's just because we like to discuss a bit of the Game of Thrones, and I'm sure we will at some point today, but there is...
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
How does that...
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That is a great one, and I don't even know what this one is. Oh, right, yeah, the chain. Yeah, we'll go
just,
that in a
you're just pressing all sorts
yeah,
of buttons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I can because I'm... Johnny! works perfectly.
It's the way you're coming on it.
Johnny. Yeah. I think if you didn't tell anyone that was me, they'd think that I was Shabba Ranks.
That was Shabba Ranks.
They'd think, oh, here we go. Oh, Shabba's on. Johnny. Smith, yeah. In tune with Shabba Ranks there. We all know, as I say, you've got your tune anyway. Oh, Arnell's trying to move in. Oh, there we go. He's just a friend.
Hey.
I'm abusing my power that I have control of the buttons.
I mean,
I've
got to pay, like, double rent or something.
That's it. So, Arnell, we're moving into our... section, our what's trending section. We start
what's
to talk about
on?
What is trending, what's going on in the world.
Johnny, what has been going on the last week, man? Let me know.
Right, well, the first thing that we pulled up was that there is a new Fantastic Four film that's about to come out. And
It needed a reboot, man. I didn't like the last one.
No, it wasn't great. Like, but one of the things that's happened in this new one is that the character Johnny Storm will actually be played by a black character. Michael B. Jordan.
Wicked actor.
Absolutely.
Did you see him in Fruitvale Station?
In what, sorry?
Fruitvale. It should have won an Oscar. Wicked film. Wicked film.
Oh, no, I can't say I have, to be honest.
Yeah, check it out, mate, check it out.
Well,
if you want a tearjerker, there you go.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. It's not really an option. It's not really an alternative to Fantastic Four, though, is it? Like,
it's
a tearjerker.
Totally different genres, to be fair.
Yeah. So he's moved on, hasn't he?
He's going into different paths.
He's gone for the money, so that's a shame, Mike.
Sold out. Not like us.
No. We stay true, don't we?
We don't want
money, if anything.
Hey, people that met me 10 years ago and they meet me now, they're like, you're exactly the same.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's not a good thing, though, is it?
Yeah,
I thought you would have moved on by now, mate. I thought you would have done something with yourself.
still in the same place.
He's still messing about with that Johnny guy, just chatting rubbish.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. When are you going to move on? When are you going to grow up?
So, yeah, I mean, basically, the fact is they've got a black actor to play Johnny Storm. Yeah. But there's
What's the problem? What's the problem?
Well, there's been a bit of an outpouring of rage on Twitter.
Yeah.
People are saying, no, it's not right. It's not the original character. He shouldn't be black. He's a white character, you know. But what gets me about it is these are the same people, half of them are Christians, do you know what I mean? They don't seem to have the same issue with the fact when Jesus is portrayed as white, when, let's face it, he's from the Middle East, mate, you know what I mean? At the end of the day...
At least have a little tan or something.
Exactly. Ooh. I mean, 2,000 years ago, you reckon there was a geezer walking around with Aryan features? Calling himself Jesus. Yeah, my name's Jesus, I'm the son of God, mate. Yeah, good one, you know what I mean?
Living in the Middle East.
Exactly, you don't look like anyone around here. You're having a laugh. You know what I mean? I couldn't imagine they kick some brother out round Devon and he starts walking around saying he's the son of God. He'll end up being sectioned by the end of the day. Not being on everyone's wall.
All right, mate, all right. As they cuff him up.
You calm down, fella.
Hey.
But they didn't seem to have a problem with that, did they?
Hey, the same thing happened. The same thing is kind of currently going on with Idris Elba as the new James Bond, right? People kind of had a little... same kind of hissy fit about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. What gets me about it is what they see this like as being, you know, not true to the original character. But what do they think? This character's suddenly going to change, you know, they're going to change scripts because he's suddenly black. Yeah. Like, do they think James Bond's going to roll into a bar and the barman be like, so your usual Mr. Bond, a martini shaking the stirred? No, I'll go for a lilt today, mate. Yeah. you couldn't rustle us up some curried goat, could you?
You ain't got any supermoto, have you, mate?
I
don't get the outrage because I can understand if it was like historical characters, but all these characters are fictional. Just made up characters.
He's a superhero.
Absolutely.
Made up. Came out of the mind of Stan Lee.
Exactly. And to be fair, what does it matter? But I just think it's people have a problem seeing a brother doing well.
That's what they say about us, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
They say similar things, yeah.
We've had haters ever since we got our FUBAR radio spot as well. They don't want to see us doing well.
So many haters.
Exactly, exactly. It's just something, that's what we need is... That's what we need on one of these buttons, don't we? I could do it just with that little so solid thing. So many haters are clocking a paper.
You have to sing it this week.
Yeah, exactly. So that was it. You can imagine people at home
Imagine.
In general, at the end of the day, do we see a problem with the fact of a character changing race?
Especially when you're getting such talented actors such as Michael B. Jordan in, and people like Idris Elba, who could potentially play characters like James Bond. They're fantastic actors. Everything they've been in has been sublime, and they're shown that they can do that sort of thing.
Mm.
So it's like, what's the beef?
I mean, the thing is, as well, is like, so my mum, who was the sensational Claire Cochran, who was on last week, she actually, like, used to work with victims of domestic abuse and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And another example of a black actor, shall we say, playing a character who's not classically black, was when my brother showed up playing Santa Claus at the local refuge. I'm sure those...
At the women's refuge.
Yeah, I'm sure those kids would have gone, oh, for God's sake, we've had a tough enough year already. That is not Santa Claus. He's a skinny black guy. He does not look like he's going to be able to give me any gifts.
He hasn't even wrapped the presents.
Exactly, they're not wrapped. I mean, he's actually trying to hustle us out. He's asking me if I've got a spare quid.
still got the prices on the presents.
Exactly. He's not even. He's wearing a red and white Adidas tracksuit from JD. He's talking about going on a night out after this little present giving session. Just
he's trying to chat up all the young mums.
Exactly. Just hustling, you know. He's got a beatbox on his shoulder. To be fair, there are some characters I think that. Well, I don't know. I
reckon stay away from Santa Claus.
That's what I've done in my time, and it's not done me any problems, you know. Yeah. I am available this year, though. Yeah.
Would you play Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'd play Santa. I think I'd add something to the role, you know, the conflicted, you know, nature of it. Oh, he has to work so hard. Oh, and
Santa's got an afro. Yeah. Can't get his hat on.
Don't judge.
Still got the belly, though. Oh. What was that?
Still got the belly. Wow.
Oh.
Wow, that's a little pop.
They're getting you back from that friend zone.
Yeah, no. Well, we're going to go on to body types in a sec because this is our next point of what's trending. Overall, though, we're saying get off Michael B. Jordan's back.
Leave him alone. Yeah, let the film speak for itself. Then we can judge.
Right, so that was a sly dig from... Hi, Neil. having a dig at a man who is renowned as being... Johnny.
I just ran every time.
you had a dig at my body type, suggesting that I have a belly that would cater well to playing Santa Claus.
Well, I'm just saying.
Cheap shot. But the next thing that's trending at the moment is actually the rise of the dad bod.
There you go. If anything, I was giving you a nice little slick link into your next segment.
Yeah. You you're always doing that, aren't you?
I'm helping you out. See, I've got your back. What are you talking about?
you had venom in your eyes when you said it. Don't talk about links. Basically, the dad bod is on the rise. Mm. I guess...
Well, hold on. Is it?
Yeah, basically, purveyors of it like Leonardo DiCaprio. Basically, a dad bod, if you don't know, is basically... A male body that's not like chiseled, you know, six packs and stuff like that, but not fat either. It's kind of in the middle of, you know, kind of, it shows off that, you know, I'll occasionally go to the gym or do something to stay fit, but I like a curry and a beer, that kind of thing. You know, that kind of, I've got a little bit of fat around me.
Isn't that every man though?
No, because a lot of guys are like gym freaks and stuff like that. Mm. And basically, a lot of women are coming out and saying that they actually prefer the dad bod now because it kind of infers that the person is probably a little bit less militant about health and everything else, and they'll probably be able to be themselves.
Or is that just not people that with just daddy issues and they just want someone that reminds them of their dad?
Going
a bit deep there.
Yeah, maybe it is. I think if a woman's been going up to a man going, oh, you've got a body to die for, reminds me of my father, then I think that's a bit of a turn off anyway, to be fair.
I can't see a woman, right, having like a model over here and then a guy with a daddy bod over here and going for the daddy bod. What drives that decision?
Well, I think it's the fact that, you know, it's the same for guys as well. Like, sometimes if I was on Tinder, for instance, and I saw a girl who's like, I'm mad into... I am actually. If you see me, please swipe right. I mean, don't get me wrong, I am confident. I am Johnny. But please swipe right if you see that. Just give us a chance.
If there's any women in the local area, in the vicinity, within like a 2 kilometre radius, and you're on Tinder, please go on there now and send a little message to Johnny.
Yeah, just say hi. Just acknowledge I'm alive.
Return me messages.
I've got a dad bod waiting for you, quite frankly.
To die for.
But no, the thing about it would be is that, you know, if you've got, for instance, if a girl was on there going, I'm mad into the gym, I'm doing that. For me, if I'm not mad into the gym, so I'm kind of like, oh, are you just going to be someone who's at the gym 5 nights a week?
Yeah, but
that's not appealing.
Yeah, but that's dangerous, though, because that's just saying to guys that, like, might be having a little trouble with getting the women, that women, like guys with a dad bod, they're going to start, like, getting a bit slack with the old health.
Well, this is
Could be dangerous. Could be a couple of guys with a few heart problems coming on.
I think so. It's like an iceberg, isn't it? It's like, oh, you kind of look okay on the surface, but under the surface, there's all sorts of problems. I've got a dad bod on top and a heart attack just waiting to happen.
I'm available on Tuesday.
you swipe right now.
You swipe right.
But the thing is as well, like you say, the fact that if dad bods actually becomes the attainable thing for what women want from guys. Mm. You could have all these gym freaks who want to be like bodybuilders just sitting there with curries and kebabs in front of them going, I don't want to do this, but society is projecting an image onto me that means I have to eat this stuff, okay? I just want to be fit, but I can't.
Do you reckon there's going to be like opposites to like Weight Watchers? It's like weight gainers or some stuff. how to add more calories to your food.
Gorging just to get some women involved. Yeah, no, exactly. I reckon they probably...
Sprinkle cheese on every meal.
The equivalent of Weight Watchers shakes, just lard. Lard drinks down in it, yeah. But yeah, you know, apparently the dad bod's in. Are you buying that?
I can't buy that, man. I can't buy that. There's so many people that just like spend so much money on going to the gym and personal trainers and stuff like that. I can't see them doing all of that purely when there's all these women to say, actually, I actually like a little bit of something I can hold on to.
Well, I'm not sure. I think it is starting to come in a little bit. And basically, if there are any women out there who would agree that the dad bod is certainly more attractive these days, please do tweet in to us. Also, leave your number, and we'll get back to you accordingly.
When you say we'll, it's just you, right?
Yeah, it's...
not even going to CC me in.
No, I tried to pull you into that little one under the smoke screen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a thing about the show. No, it's not. It's not. Just a hustle.
It's a
hustle.
It's a hustle.
Johnny. That's like subliminal. The more I do it, if I actually do that enough, people will genuinely start thinking, oh, right.
You know, is that your whole thing? If you play it like at least 20 times like a show, women are going to be like, you know what? Johnny's a lover, man.
Well, if I actually introduce myself, I'm thinking that they might actually hear that little pretext before I introduce myself, saying, hi, I'm... And in their head, they go, Mr. Lover, man. Johnny. I'll be halfway there, quite frankly.
It's just the way you say your name right after it.
Yeah, it fits perfectly.
You don't even sing your name. It's just Johnny.
I think it fits perfectly. So it was like it was always meant to be there.
What else has been trending, though, man? What's been going on?
So, also, people probably would have seen this in the news anyway.
Oh, yes.
There was a woman who went to, it was the Preston North End.
Yeah, it was the
playoff final.
Preston versus Swindon game.
That's it. Mm. And basically, Jermaine Beckford scored a hat trick in that final.
Yep.
Pretty landmark game for all Preston fans. Mm-hmm. He scored the winning goals. Preston went up and he threw his shirt from the playoff final into the crowd. And loads of kids were scrambling over it, like, yeah, yay! I want it, I want it, yeah, yeah, yeah. And basically, some woman has marched over, like, fully grown adult.
Yeah, some 4-year-old woman just walks them up and then just
literally, give it up.
Give it.
Give
me the shirt.
Yeah, and smiling as well, just trying for all the other adults.
And
just like,
see,
I'm not doing anything.
And you can see in the footage, all the like the security guards come over and everything, but she still doesn't let go.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know. I think she lied and said that one was her son as well. Mm. I'm just getting it off him. She's like, give it here. But the scandal doesn't stop there, because
nope.
Not only has she nicked the shirt off him, but she has also put that same shirt on sale on Gumtree for £1,500 the next day.
She's a winner. That's what I call a hustler. That's how you do it. She's, as soon as he took his top off, rather than looking at his six-pack, she was like, I can make some money from that shirt.
That's money. He's wearing £1,500 on his back.
He just threw a grand and a half out.
Exactly. I mean, to be fair, like, so basically, the crux of it is, there's a woman who has forced a little boy into tears. I mean, he ran off crying. So she could nick it. She shattered his dreams.
Yep.
And
the worst thing was, right, because the family on Facebook, like, wrote under the videos, because the videos started going, like, viral and stuff and trending on social media. And the kid's family, like, were commenting underneath. Some of them was like, my nephew is gutted. All he wanted to do is wear that shirt with pride, regardless of value.
He did not care about that.
And I bet you the kids at home going, write this out for me. In reality, he's got a little auction house out back. And he's like, that's my money, that is.
Now, people thought it got resolved because it got taken down from Gumtree, but I actually think she just sold it.
Yeah.
She sold it.
Well, she hasn't given it to him anyway. Apparently,
she's not giving it back, yeah, so she's definitely sold it.
Apparently, Jermaine Beckford has had to step in and say he'd give over another shirt.
Isn't
but, yeah, I mean, overall, we could be talking about this
thing. That's a good little ploy, though.
Yeah.
That's a good little money earner.
They're probably related. Yeah. They're just getting loads and loads of shirts.
I'll give you a shirt a week. You stick it on Gumtree.
Exactly. At the next point where he gives the kid a shirt, there'll be another woman in there going, give it here. Give it here. Just snatching shirts off them. But no, to be honest, this could be symptomatic of a shift in football as well, because a lot of people say that money's taken over in football. And it's not for, you know, like working class people anymore. It's not for kids anymore. Kids used to be able to go football. It's all about the dreams.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you know the advert on TV at the moment with Alan Shearer where he's like,
I remember going to my first game.
Game.
And I watched from the terraces, and someone picked me up on his shoulders, Lake. And I watched the goal go in, and then loads of people are going, that could have been me. That could have been me.
Well, do you reckon the kid's going to have an advert? Like, I went to a game and got a shirt nicked off me by a woman. And the woman's going, that could have been me. That was me. I made 1,500 quid. I'd do it again.
There we go.
Mug off.
See you at the next game.
Exactly. Fight me for it next time, will you? Put up a fight. Hey, I went to Tenerife. Who's the loser now?
I got myself a tan and a season ticket for the next round.
Exactly. You couldn't even fit into it, mate. It's large. It's wasted on you.
I do for a second for the kid, though. Because that video going viral, right? How are you going to feel in the playground when all your mates see you just getting mugged off by a 40-year-old woman just stealing your shirt?
Well, I think they'd probably be a little...
sympathetic.
Yeah, I think they probably would. They'd be like, well, what's he going to do? Start swinging out with her. You know, and mate's going, yeah, you should have come back and settled that. Coming back with a little baseball bat going, I believe the shirt's mine. Give it over. Yeah, so, but overall, you wouldn't do that, what the woman did, in terms of snick.
Well, it is a good money-making opportunity, and that's exactly what she saw. She saw a bunch of kids fighting over a shirt. She saw clearly in her head, she was thinking, oh, they're just going to rip it. So she thought she'd just jump in, make a little money off the side.
I don't want to be the lawyer here, but would you do that? I know that was the original question.
I will just make a facial expression so the listeners cannot see.
It suggested yes. So, yeah, you've got to watch this one. He's not even friendly. He's really in it. And what we are saying is that woman definitely hasn't got... She hasn't got that vibe, has she? No. Just any excuse for me to get the buttons
in. I'm telling you what, your just hands are just poised over it as if you're like a receptionist ready to type or take dictation.
It's absolutely seamless, yeah. I'm like Stevie Wonder out there, just with my fingers on the keys, tinkle the ivories.
Just ready for the vibe, yeah. It's vibe on the wedding finger, is that what it is?
oh yeah, it's in there, definitely. So, it is time for another sensational track, I know.
What you got lined up? Man.
Well, this one is, because to be fair, as it's not absolutely beaming with some right now, but it's an upbeat kind of tune, and one that's a bit, it's a bit sunnified.
Nice.
So we're going to fire in, this one's by Masters at Work, and it's called To Be In Love. So To Be In Love are coming at you right now, people. Do enjoy this.
I'm
That was
yes.
real nice. Sending out positive messages as well, aren't we?
It was, yeah, that was nice. I like that song. And hello to everybody out there. If you just tuned in, this is Johnny and Inell, live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
See, I could have said that, but just got buttons to speak for me instead.
Yeah.
We've had a little tweet in, by the way, from Claire Lim, who's just on, actually, and she was saying, she just wanted to be clear, I know it's dad bod, not daddy bod.
Not daddy bod. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. She was like, daddy bod is a bit creepy. Yeah. So,
and so it's all right if you just say dad bod. Yeah.
Oh, dad bod, yeah.
Oh, it's
like,
nice.
It looks
stay
like a dad.
Yeah.
But daddy?
No. That's a whole different man.
Daddies are not acceptable, no. Which is fair enough, to be honest. Have your limits. Set your limits out there, people. Definitely. But yeah, we like that little tune, didn't we?
I mean, that was nice. Masters at Work, yeah?
Yeah, it's not all hip-hop, is it? It's a bit of a...
It's a bit of everything, you know? Upbeat, nice little music, you know? Make people feel good. Like it's a... Like, make them feel like it's a Friday, even though it's Thursday.
Exactly. Living in this city, mate, people don't care anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you just see people let themselves go on a Thursday all the time. I've seen it so many times. Have some respect for your jobs, guys. Have some respect for your jobs on a Thursday night in Wetherspoons. Let it go. Let the nights go.
But it is curry night on a Thursday.
It is curry night. I'll be in there. But
for everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should, honestly. Dear, oh dear. So, we are quickly moving into our latest section, which is the Lendonear section. Now, there were a few people who got in touch with us after last week because we were so proficient at helping all of our listeners and friends. And some people shared their problems this week and wanted to help, and others just gave us a pat on the back and said, amazing work, guys.
I have to say, though, the problems are stepping up, though. We're getting some real problems coming in, man. I mean, I think the people at home are seeing us as real-life counsellors.
As well. You know, at the end of the day, this kind of service shouldn't be for free.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to start moonlighting, don't we?
I know.
Maybe we could start hanging around like the kind of AA meetings
we
and stuff.
Get like
just going like, you know, you can hire us on the odd bit. Yeah.
We should get a little like couch inside the studio. People to come down and lie down, and then we could do it live on air.
Yeah. I mean, Jeremy Carl did it, didn't he? He just slags people off.
That's how he started, didn't he? He started on radio.
Of course he did. And now he just gets to have a go at loads of dysfunctional, unfortunate people, basically. And then we all watch, kind of in the same way.
And laugh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pretty much the same thing, then.
Yeah, pretty. We can do that. We'll give it a go. Give it a go.
We're already doing it.
So, our first problem this week.
Okay. So, what the first problem? Let's see. I'd like to find the quickest method to get rid of my fungal toenail infection. It's still not gone, and I need it gone in 6 weeks' time so I can wear these shoes without the toe looking like it does. And then she's a... provided a picture.
She's provided a picture.
There's a picture to go along with this.
Oh dear.
Yeah, there's a picture.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I'm just loading it up. It's all pixelated at the minute.
We'll have to tweet it. It's pixelated like it's on Crime Watch.
Here we go. There it is. You see it?
Oh, right. I'm gonna have to explain what.
Describe it to the people at home.
So this woman has. She's got those, like, at the end of the toe, the shoe is bare, basically, so your toe's popping out, and there's some Shrek-like yellow toes popping out.
I'm pretty certain she's listening, so... Shrek-like toes.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, it's only that one kind of toe, really.
Of course.
I mean, it's not spread over to the other toes.
No. And you're right to ask. It is a serious problem.
Mm.
If your feet couldn't be picked out in a lineup with hobbits from the Shire, then you've got to ask for help. You have to.
Tell you what, if they were casting...
Exactly. You could be a foot model, to me. And to be honest, though, genuinely, like, do you know when I was a kid, we got model scouts came round to our school,
yeah,
trying to find some child models, and me and my brother got picked.
You was a child model?
Yeah, hand why model. So just had to hold our hands out.
What, you got good hands?
Apparently so. Apparently so. Like the length of my fingers.
Hold on, what did you have to do with your head?
just basically hold out my fingers, like, in different numerations. They'd say four, and then I used to have to use my brain power to put my thumb down.
Yeah.
Just hold the four fingers out.
And you got paid for it?
Yeah, because they'd put that in a maths book or whatever and just be, like, counting on fingers, you know. Right. Got paid
about
50
quid. I used to just have, like, little cartoons in my maths book, but... You had real life photography.
Yeah, I went
real
for
real models.
I was a hand model, and at that point, I knew I was destined for big things. To be fair,
Is that a big thing nowadays? Hand models?
Oh yeah, it's, you could still get paid in it. And what I'm saying is, if this woman has a particular type of foot, she could get a job as a foot model, either on the viral foot infection relief adverts, or just as an extra Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings merchandise.
Exactly. Theme parks.
They can do a little foot cast of that, and then they can sell that off.
I'm just saying, we can fix it, but don't throw a gift horse in the mouth. You know?
So your advice to her is leave it as it is. Doesn't matter that summer's on the way, and she might want to wear flip-flops and that. Forget about that. Just, you know, well, make some money from it.
Exactly. And even what, you've got 6 weeks, so... I don't know how long the relief would be, but maybe just use it for 5 weeks.
Pretty certain it takes a while to get rid of a fungal toenail infection.
How certain are you right now? Is it
I do know, like, I've seen, like, the things in the shop. You're supposed to kind of, like, scratch the nail down every night and then apply some, like, solution to the nail. And then apparently after a while it goes away.
Oh, right.
I don't know if it takes 6 weeks, though.
Right.
I think that's like an ongoing thing you have to kind of do every day for the rest of your life.
But you see,
it's like living with a big disease.
What you're saying to this woman is you're finished, love. Give it up.
Basically, just skip this summer. And
so, 6 weeks, 6 years. Stop getting used to it.
Still being more realistic.
The only other thing I was thinking is, because we've got to think about actual solutions to it. If she was to break her own leg, then she could justifiably wear a foot cast all around her leg and she wouldn't have to put them on show. And that should give her enough incubation time to get rid of that.
Yeah, but wouldn't that make it worse?
Why?
Because it's just all enclosed. I mean, how do you get... I don't even know how you get fungal toenail infection.
I don't.
Is it like verrucas? You just walk somewhere you shouldn't and barefoot. Then?
I think I'm pretty sure it's a sexually transmitted disease.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Are you just making this stuff up?
Yeah, it's when I watched it on a program called When Footsie Goes Bad. People are just they're not keeping their socks on anymore. Yeah. They're not keeping their socks on. Like, you've got to think about these things. Keep the socks
and
on.
It's not like socks are expensive. You can go to Primark and get at least five pairs for a quid.
Exactly. It's worth thinking about these things before something happens, because you're the one who has to deal with the consequences.
So that's the advice given. Serious advice given there. Think about your feet, wear socks, or get a cast and do your footing.
Potentially break your own leg to cover it up. Or, yeah, in general, go and consult. But we are not GPs, and so you'll probably have to seek medical help as well as us.
I'd advise going to see your local GP, and they'd probably know what to do. But, of course, that's our advice, telling her to go see your local GP.
Whilst we can honestly say that, you know, a foot game at the moment is probably not its best.
Yeah, I'd advise getting anyone to suck your toes.
What we can say is, because we're all about making people feel good, the rest of you looks banging, my dear. It looks really, really good. Yeah. And, in fact, you get an absolute shout-out from Robert Kelly. That's what you've got going on, love. Absolutely got that vibe. She's got that fungal vibe.
Fungal vibe.
Toe, I nearly fell off the chair.
Toe fungus vibe. Toe fungus vibe.
She's got that fungal vibe.
You got a vibe and feel good about yourself because you're beautiful.
There we go. That's beautiful advice there, Johnny. Beautiful advice.
Yeah, so we've sorted that out. right. And we can feel good. There's another problem.
Right, what's next?
Now, this one, I can't even pretend. I know this person.
Oh,
But I can't be too clear who it is, you know. Basically...
Are you going to shout him out again like you did last time?
Rob from Kent last week.
Oh.
This week we have Sepp. His name's Joe. Joe from South East London.
Does he have a surname? This
I won't put his name on blast that bad, but the people who know him will probably know who he is. And his problem is
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. He's been called worse. Basically, he came up with a problem this week, whether he wanted it on radio or not. Doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, wait, hold on. So technically, he didn't even write into the show.
Oh, he didn't. He's just talking to me as a mate, and then I just bring stuff up.
You just hear it out to the whole world, yeah?
Correct, yeah.
You do know this radio show can be accessed anywhere in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I deal with my friends. I'm willing to share their unfortunate moments for other people's entertainment.
It's good to know that. It's the last time we go to the pub.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not share anything that you don't want out in the public sphere. So his problem is, the other day, when I went to go to the toilet, a spider climbed out of my pants.
Oh.
I think he's been living there.
Oh.
What shall I do? I mean, how good is that?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So hold on, let me picture this. He's gone to the toilet, he sat down to do a number two.
I don't even know if it's number two, it might be number one.
He was standing up?
Yeah.
He was standing up?
Just a spider. A spider's just gone, right, I'm off.
Hold on, how long has he had those pants on for?
Well, this is this subject brings up so many questions. The first of all, I'm going to deal with one is, you know, for me, if there's a spider living in your pants, that is a surefire sign that you're not using it enough. You know,
I'd agree with that.
You know, this is a creature that, first of all, is famous for creating cobwebs. cobwebs in your pants. And also, it tends to like its habitats to be in places where it's not going to be disturbed. So if that is down your pants, you've got to have a look at your life. You've got to start saying, am I making the right choices? You know what I mean? And I'm not just talking about your proficiency with women. I'm talking about, are you going to the toilet enough even? What's happening?
He needs to go to the doctors more, and he needs to get on Tinder. That's what
exactly. This spider's treating it like it's a derelict property.
He's in the friend zone. He must be.
Yeah, Joe. I think you've Joe from South East London. I definitely think it's. Yeah. He's heard that before, isn't he? he's gonna kill me. He won't be happy with that.
I can't believe you put his brother on blast. Well, no one came to you in confidence, and he's like, "Hey, Johnny, man,
there's loads of Joes out there."
What happened to me, man?
There's loads of Joes out there. It could be anyone.
A lot of Joes in South London that know Johnny, is it?
But a lot of people will be able to guess.
Uncle Joe.
Basically, the spider is treating it like he's squatting in this guy's boxers. Treating it like it's a derelict property, just like, you know, I bet the spider was actually annoyed.
So this is the thing. What time of day did he go to the toilet and discover this? Because is this a thing where it was the first thing in the morning, he woke up and like, and it was like all night?
I think it was in the day, so that spider's just been knocking about for quite some time, yeah. As he said, I think it's been living there. And I mean, can you just, literally, I could imagine the spider just looking up like, for God's sake, could you just leave me alone? I only moved in because I saw it was off the beaten track. You know, get bothered very often. You know, I like my own space. I always have done.
Dark and dingy. Yeah.
I never like to be too far away from a good supply of flies as well. So there's flies around it.
It's a decent temperature as well. You know,
it's moist. Always moist.
So much. This time of year, you got to find the right property.
What we saying? I know. I mean, essentially, he said
If I'm going to put my logical head on, what I probably reckon must have happened, this is just me trying to work it out in a logical sense. He must have had, like, his boxes in a drawer for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Some spiders went in there. He just took the drawers out, put them on, and then it fell out when he went to the toilet. That's the only thing I can think of. Other than that, he's got some serious issues. I don't want to meet Joe. I don't want to meet any of your mates. Your mates.
Yeah.
They even got messed up dreams when they got spiders coming out of Morris.
Yeah, Rob from Kent after last week, who's been happy to have had our help, dreamt about essentially pooing himself in front of a school trip.
Oh,
yeah, that's messed up. And then we've got real life stuff happening now with arachnids taking residence in groinal regions. Yeah, so basically what we're saying, he's saying, can you help? In general...
He's on his own there, man.
I think the only advice we can give, you know, as sane people, is keep your boxes fumigated, you know. Keep a cool breeze going there. It's summer. You can get away with wearing shorts now.
You take them down once in a while, eh?
Absolutely. Give them some
air. You can change boxes halfway through the day. Exactly. There's no rule that you have to keep them on.
Exactly. There's some air in there. And by the way, we've never actually got to the crux of how big the spider was. If that was a tarantula or something, I mean...
Yeah, how big was that?
Yeah, exactly. If you've got something in there that size living in your pants, then, yeah, you've really...
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing it for, mate. I really don't. But, yeah, in general, keep your head up. Keep ploughing on.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for his girlfriend. I mean, if...
you think he's got a girlfriend? He's got spiders running out his boxes, and you think he's got a girlfriend? I don't think so.
Oh, not for a long time, you.
No, exactly. He probably tried to get one, and then she saw some spiders escaping and went, do you know what, I'll leave it. You seem like a nice guy in the pub, but no, I'm not that. I'm scared of spiders, yeah, and where they make homes. So, well, anyway, Joe, that's our advice. Keep your downstairs fumigated and ventilated, most commonly. And so, yeah, that's what we can do for you. That's the sound advice. Have we got a third problem?
We do, sorry. I've got to calm down because this one seems a bit more serious. So, like, some of these are quite funny, but then, obviously, they are coming from real people, so we have to, you know, take a bit of care. And someone has written in with a quite a deep problem, and I've got... Let's have a listen. I'm really scared of being in the wrong relationship. How do I know if I'm in the right one? I've been single for at least 5 years now. Most guys I meet bore me, or I find fault with them. Are there signs to look out for, or should I just go with the flow? And what happens, happens.
Mm.
It's a tough one. That's quite deep.
This one's, I mean, we get more light-hearted ones, and then we get more serious ones, don't we? And this seems a bit more like...
Because this is obviously a thing that's gone on for a long time.
Yeah, well, 5 years, by the looks of it.
At least.
Yeah. She'll be getting spiders down there.
I'd say what? Same problem. Joe.
It might actually. Yeah, we don't even know if it's
the same person.
It's actually Joe. Joe's wrote it again.
He's wrote it twice.
I was assuming it was a girl. It's actually Joe. You know, for 5 years, I've just the only company I've had are spiders. So.
And they're quite gentle.
Yeah. I often find that spiders have. They have that vibe. Yeah, no, so, I'm really scared of being in the wrong relationship. Well,
that's tough, because how do you know if you are in the right one? Especially when you first start off.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, to be fair.
Because you have that, like, honeymoon period, don't you? You have, like, a honeymoon period where everything's great, and you're learning about each other, and, like, you're discovering new things that you're like, wow, I like this person even more.
Mm.
And then that kind of grows into love, or does it in this case? So that's the thing. I think it sounds like she's a fence sitter.
Yeah, I mean...
Sounds like she might have been hurt in the past, and so she's scared of being hurt again. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, and this... look, most guys bore me, or I find fault with them. Well, that's the whole point. It happens with everyone, doesn't it? You know, you have to tell yourself off sometimes, because one of the main things I think that people need to do is remember that no one's perfect, you know what I mean? And you've got to realise that... You've got your own crap for other people to deal with as well, you
exactly.
know. And when people, you know, come to meet you, they will be seeing that crap on full display, directly, you know. Even if you have spent time doing your makeup, it's still on show.
Exactly. Well, when you're just friends with someone, you just see them on the surface, don't you? And I guess once you start to kind of get to know someone, you kind of go beyond that surface, and then you start seeing their faults. And it's whether you can live with their faults or not. Clearly, she can't leave any of their faults.
No, and, but the thing is, I think that people jump out and bail on things a bit too soon sometimes as well, you know.
Like, yeah, I'm a bit guilty of that in the past.
If you get on with someone, like, the one thing you can take it for granted that you can get on with everyone, and it's not true. Like, there's different people that click with different people, and if you meet someone who you can... You kind of, you know, lose excitement for, but in general, then there's nothing to kind of, no reason to necessarily bail on it. It's because they're hard to find, these people. So I would say that, you know, in general, you might be scared of being in the wrong relationship, but you're probably better off just getting stuck in.
Do you reckon she should just let herself go and then just risk it and say to the wind and then just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. Like, go with the flow, like she says. Or, like she says, are there signs to look out for to say, hey, this is the right person, or maybe not?
There is a sign, a clear sign to look out for, and that is that if you see another person, you know, in a bar or whatever, and as you look over, this comes on in your head. That's the person for you, okay? and that's well worth discovering over a few dates, a few nights. If you then start looking at a person and in your head the world's greatest comes on, you've got to lock them down, quite frankly. Now, you know, you may be looking over and go, is that Johnny? You know, that's often something that girls say happens. Oh, Inell's just walked in.
Oh, no, that's a cheek dig right there. If you're talking about cheek, look at that!
Got your back for the little dig on my belly about Santa Claus, so well done. Yeah, but I think, you know, look, you got the one thing I would say is you can't live in fear, because when we do improv, they say the only bad choice is no choice at all. And I'm not saying just get with anyone, but if you're umming and ahhing, just give it a go, because the reality is what you're going to... You end up building up the pressure on finding someone really good, when in reality they're probably not in that, you know, what you're expecting.
It sounds
anyway.
Like she's looking for Mr. Perfect, who has like everything right, and the person she's always dreamed of is going to kind of come true. It might happen, but chances are it might not. It's what are you kind of willing to live with? What can you see that the positives out of what that person can bring into a relationship, rather than focusing on the negatives that they kind of bring and kind of irk you a bit. And once you can get past that, like you said, just go with the flow. See what happens. Don't be too scared. If it messes up, it messes up. Move on. Everybody gets heartbroken. But, you know, you're never going to kind of find the right one if you're not willing to kind of give 100%.
There you go. There you go. Wise words from the old sage, Inell Tomlinson. He's a month older than me. Yep. Obviously, it's paid dividends.
I'll tell you what.
Very smart. right, I think that's our problems. Obviously, you can text in and thank us for helping.
There you go. Yeah, if you do have any problems, make sure to send them into the show. You can at FUBAR Radio, you can at Johnny and Inell, or you can send us privately messages if you want to remain anonymous. Well, maybe if you're not Johnny's friends.
Yeah, if you're one of my mates, just keep the problems coming. They're all going on air. I don't care. I'm going to start giving second names out as well. And professions. Professions where you can be, where they can be found.
LinkedIn profiles.
Make sure that you can find these people.
You can find this person at Twitter.
Right, so we've done our problems because that's how generous we are. We have a radio show and we just want to help top people. But we also have to deliver on the promise of some quality music.
Yes.
Now, this next track we have queued up is by I Am Nobody.
I Am Nobody, wicked.
And it's called Schiller Promenade.
Good producer, man.
Absolutely. And this is a bit of a banger by all in all respects. So we're going to give it a little listen. Let's go. Wow. Oh, yes.
Nice little track there.
Oh, yes.
Nice and chilled out.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Sorry, Arnell, I didn't want to interrupt there.
Oh, I mean, I could have done the, like the intro. I mean, that's my thing.
I just like pressing the button.
No, let the random guy do it. I mean, we don't even know who did that.
No, I don't know who it is.
What's his name?
He's
exactly.
Just guy,
but I'm right here, though. So.
Yeah, do you want to... You can.
It's just no need. I mean, they know what they're listening to now.
Yeah, you are still locked into FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell.
Absolutely. We'll let them decide who they prefer.
Yeah?
So far, what have we done? We've talked about what's trending, what is happening in the world.
And we lent an ear to our listeners and solved their problems.
Absolutely. So we're looking like quality guys right now. We're looking like we've got our fingers on the pulse.
Yes.
And we're quite, we're quite caring. We care about other people and want to help.
Mm-hmm. And look at this. Look, the sun has come out because we just answered some problems.
Absolutely.
Look at the rays.
Are there any other aspects of us that particularly, are going to make people think we're top blokes?
Well, not only that, but we've invited my mum into the show.
Oh, they're close to their mum as well, these
round
guys.
Round of applause for Alfia.
Alfia Tomlinson in the building.
Oh, no, she's clapping for herself.
Headsets are a bit loud, though, aren't they?
Do you want to turn it down?
It's only been in 2 minutes. She's complaining already.
It's too loud. Keep quieting down a bit.
Clapping next to our own ears. No,
that's clapped. Oh, yeah, the claps are too loud.
Someone turn it
clapping on the microphone, mum.
But you're doing it again. definitely the claps too loud in there. Sorry about that, Alfia.
Yeah.
We'll try and control that next time.
But welcome to the show, mum.
Excuse me, I was waiting for my music intro. Where's my, Usher or introduction or something?
You
all got your own beats. Where's mine?
Where's
hers?
Johnny, let down there.
Alfia Tomlinson is in the building. What do you think about Robert Kelly? The world's
greatest. There we go.
World's greatest.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better, but Robert, he came in there.
He did. I mean, he's a good judge of character, Robert. He's a great judge of character, definitely. So, is this a life's ambition to come into the FUBAR studio and come on the Live and Loud show with Johnny O'Neill?
Oh, yeah. But I've got to get something off of my chest because my manager, who gave me the day off to come in to record this, Derek, he told me what FUBAR stands for. Am I allowed to say that?
Go ahead.
He told me it's fucked up beyond all recognition.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know if I can hear my mum say that.
You didn't tell me she had a potty mouth,
I know. I didn't know.
She's coming. She's been here 5 minutes. She's effing and jeffing.
I said what? Let's stay in bed now. We have to get security in there.
Absolutely.
What? Are they removing me already?
Yeah. The air's turned blue in here. Really.
Right. Is that why he gave you the day off?
Yes.
They just fired.
They wanted a bit of peace in the office.
All right.
Yeah, just get rid of the lady who keeps going swearing.
Oh, God, anything to give Alfie a day off. Go on. Just go on.
I don't normally swear. No.
Are you a fan of your work, or do you just do it?
I absolutely love the people I work with. They're brilliant. Yeah. The work's... But the people are fabulous.
I love the fact you're self-editing now.
Yeah. Muting yourself.
It's live. I got have some sort of...
Swore in the first 2 minutes and now you're just blocking yourself out.
It's too late now.
I think they're taking the... Yeah.
Are they listening into the radio?
Well, they better not be because they're working. And coming if they are. But I'm sure they'll listen back to it because they're under orders from me.
Oh, right. So you're literally running the office, yeah?
Well, they don't know that.
They don't realise who's pulling the strings.
You've promoted yourself to boss, haven't you?
Yes. Derek, are you listening?
You're going to walk in there. I'm now emperor of the company. I've just promoted myself.
And I feel I'm not going to come in on Thursdays ever again.
Excellent. So, Alfia, what's going on in your world right now that's,
what's been happening, mum? What's been happening?
What's been happening? Well, we're not going to go about the plumber because that's upset me.
What's happened with the plumber?
Well, you broke my sink, didn't you? You broke my tap.
I broke the tap.
Did you break a tap?
I broke the tap.
How did you break a tap?
It's heavy-handed.
It nearly flooded the house. And
Be extreme.
Excuse me.
It's not like I had the plug in.
The emergency plumber take a week to come out, And then now I can't find the shut off cock in the house. Is that what they call it?
I think that's the second time she's sworn on now. We've got to give her three strikes in the
I do apologise, everybody who's listening. I had no idea my mum would speak like this already. She was going to come in with a fun voice, okay. Be all polite and everything.
Nobody
and now
knows what a shut off cock is.
People are Googling it right now.
We're just trying to find, you know, some kind of thread to this. Shut up, cock there.
Hold on, why can't they come out? What's the problem?
Well, no, because they can't shut off the water.
Yeah.
What, they can't find a shut off
the water? No, they can't. It's hidden.
Nobody seems to have one.
You know what?
Mum, I think he's just mugging you up. He's like, yeah, I'm going to need to go and get a new part of the shut off.
They're just the hour.
It's going to cost at least 90 quid.
You're going to need a new dick tap round here.
They saw me coming, didn't they?
No, that seems like it's going on. So, did you actually see Inel break the tap?
No, he just called me.
So, it could have been actually that he got overexcited, had a water fight in the house. like the old days, yeah?
Probably.
Just splashing around, yeah.
I remember those days as well when, like, growing up where there was, like, when you had a water fight day, that was a big deal. Yeah. It was like, it's water fight day, yeah. Everyone getting their super soakers out, you know.
It's 3:30 after school, water fight.
I love the fact that you were only scared when you were dry. Because once you wear it, it doesn't even matter anymore. But it's just though you get those people who are like, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, no. And you get a bucket.
I was always scared, man, because my mum would never let me get
wet. But we never had super soakers. We had, like, bottles filled with water. Like, empty washing up bottles.
Yeah, the budget ones.
Yeah. Oh, you had a ghetto water fight. Wicked. Oh, sounds great.
Splashing water from
the hydrants. like in all the hip-hop videos.
Just running the tap and just using your fingers to flick it.
drinking off the water and throwing the rest over someone. Sounds like a great water fight.
Well, it took ages to get there. You know your hair, when your hair gets wet.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of drying out. You know, our hair isn't easy to dry, come on. You know, Johnny.
I do. My hair seriously causes me bother. I mean, it acts like a sponge and refuses to dry. And like when I go on the track, like I'll get on the tube when it's been raining.
Yeah.
And one of my highlights of my life is just watching the droplets drop out of my hair onto people reading the paper in the morning. And they look up and they look really, I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? I've got water in my hair, mate. What are you going to say? Well, you should shave my hair off, shall I?
You're going to dry it for me?
Exactly. Why'd you keep looking at me? Look away. Oh, there's another drop on your paper. Keep reading. Oh, right now, one of the pictures has got a big wet blob on their face. I don't care.
whose hair takes longest to dry, though? How long does your hair take to dry?
Days. Time since.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Never really dries. do you get a full-on hair dryer on it?
No, I let it naturally dry. I towel dry and then, like you, I have like a dripping wet shirt for, you know, the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
What do they say at work when you're just coming in?
I don't wash my hair when I'm going to work.
don't bother. They've heard that.
They don't deserve it.
She swears she don't wash her hair when she's in work. I mean, draw up the P45 now. She's moonlighting at a radio show.
I'm taking the day off, Derek.
I'm the boss round here, Derek. I've given myself a right.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to be sacked.
Oh, yeah. Can't go too deep. After the show's all done, he's like, oh, thanks, I know. I'm going to have to find a new job.
Take me back, Derek.
You broke my sink. You lost my job.
You said we were going to listen to some tunes, have a little chat. I'm looking for a new job. Definitely, like, my hair doesn't dry at all. It goes, it ends up like a little rain cloud.
Mm.
And it's, do you remember that Travis song, Why Does It Always Rain On Me? But I genuinely, that plays in my head as I walk around, you know.
We're going to have to get a little button for that, yeah? So we know when you've washed your hair.
Yeah, exactly. For the winter shows.
Oh, you two are making me cry, stop it.
Oh,
We have to be clear, in a good way. Yeah, that's the
Yeah. She still has her job currently.
Not holding up signs we've written on, you're fired. Derek's just written, your job's gone.
Just tweeted.
Find another.
You said you wasn't going to listen.
Good tears. Good tears is what we're about. Are you, obviously, Inel's your son. Do you get fiercely territorial with Inel?
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if someone's having a little bit of light-hearted banter with them, would you be like, would you be like, oi, stop it? Because, like, if someone has control of the sound desk, for instance...
well, actually, I think you should give them a better tune than just a friend.
There you go.
Got your mum in there working for
back.
You.
What you got?
Yeah.
Now, that's 20 quid now.
Yeah, I know. I owe you, mum.
I think we have... that's great advice, Althea. Yeah, a little Game of Thrones one there.
You're a big fan of your music as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
so, what's your kind of thing at the minute? What you listening to?
I love people Mary J. Blige.
Mary J.
Yeah. Mary, if you're out there.
She ain't listening. I could have lied.
She said that with a lot of hope as well. It's like, Mary, you're out of there.
If that's the only reason you took the day off work out here, you're going to be spoiled. You've lost your job. You thought Mary J was going to give you a little message. Oh, come on tour with me. No, it's not. Not even a Mary J Blige impersonator listening.
I could be Herodi.
Yeah, you could be. As I say, it's probably not going to work out. So aim low with this one. Yeah. You know,
great David.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe you got Chico from the X Factor listening in. I don't know. So, Mary J. Blige, big fan of her.
Yeah, no.
What do you like about Mary J. Blige?
I love where she just come where she's come from. You know, she sings from where she's come from. Her music's all from the heart. Mm. She's just a brilliant singer. Just really is.
Yeah, you can't fault that.
No,
absolutely.
Can't fault a good singer. There you go.
And it is that, isn't it? I guess music's one of those things as well that you can either listen to it on a I'm tapping my feet kind of thing, or actually hear the stories behind it, fit the feeling behind it.
Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of pain in her music, but then also a lot of happiness. Mm. So it's nice. It kind of takes you on a little journey.
But that is one of the things, though. Do you find that you, with like musicians and artists and stuff, you buy into them much more if you buy into their story, or is it just like, because for instance, the other opposite end would be Kanye West, who's an absolute twat, and but he's absolutely for me, I think he's
King
amazing.
Wouldn't like you,
that's a shame because I like her.
Do you know what it is?
You can break my internet anytime, Kim.
Do you know what it is? I think some certain times in your life, you kind of certain music kind of resonates with you because you're kind of either going through similar situations.
Yeah.
Or like something they say in a lyric or like in a certain song, you're like, yeah, and you can really feel where they're kind of coming from, or you can kind of like empathize with it. I think that sometimes is why how music is so powerful, I guess.
I like the music you lot are playing today. You two. Yeah.
Not the producers, out here.
Johnny and I now.
They do not have any say.
I haven't heard any of those tunes before, but I absolutely love them. They're going to have to go on my iPod for my run. Please, Park Run.
Yeah, all right.
He loads up my tunes for me.
And he breaks your tabs as well, doesn't he?
I do a couple of good things, right?
Yeah, there's got to be some downsides to it as well. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Well, I'm pleased that you're digging the tunes.
Yeah, I'm loving them.
Have you got any little shout outs to anyone you'd like to say
definitely.
Hello to before you?
Can I say hello to my grandson, Kyron, who's out in the viewing gallery? Has he taken my picture yet?
No. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone home.
My nephew Karen's just disappeared.
And I've also got to say hello to my other granddaughter, Isla. Hi, Isla.
Hi, you're Isla.
Nanny loves you all.
Nice help.
When you're being good.
It's a real feel-good show, isn't it?
And the sun's out again.
Yeah.
And we're still in a studio. Yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
Exactly. Well, no, it's been absolutely fantastic
to
have you on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show, Mum.
I mean, that's two mums in 2 weeks on the show and both been outrageously good guests. So
I don't know how we're going to top that.
Yeah, in general, because we like to be a cross-generational show as well. So we'll definitely be picking your brains as the weeks go on as well, on different subjects and whatnot. You up for that?
Yeah. Can I just say, you know, you was talking about the girl with the bad toes in the foot-out sandals. Best thing for her to do is to take the shoe back to the shoe shop, ask for the sandals where the backs are out and not the toes are out, and just make sure she creams the backs of her heels and she's fine.
See, that's...
How does she know? We should have just had her written
down. See what I'm saying?
That's bad advice.
No hard backs, though.
No hard back shoes. Go to the shop, tell the people that you want to change the shoe.
Do you know what? I know. I think we've just worked out like that's actually real advice. We've just taken a mick.
I know. We've just taken a mick.
You got feet like a hobbit. Has that helped? No. Well, there you go. The only thing is, if they did go to the shoe shop and she was trying to get her shoes measured,
feet measured, that geezer
who's got to put that on her thing, he's going to be like, "Oh, we'll have a laugh. Yeah. I don't get paid enough. We need to unionise, guys. We need strikes.
Minimum wage in here." You wanted me to do this?
No, I don't need this. I don't need this job that much. but Alfie, you said you loved our tunes.
Yep.
So I think it's time we jump into another tune.
Yeah.
Nice.
This one you're going to love as well. This is by Erykah Badu. You know Erykah Badu?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful singer. Yeah.
Absolutely. She is absolutely awesome. And this is produced by none other than Jay Dilla. Absolutely awesome producer.
Wicked producer.
And this is just, a wicked, wicked tune. So here it comes.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's some real cool vibes. Some cool tunes.
Yeah, Erykah Badu. Very nice.
I really like that. Little reminder, who people are listening to?
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Look at that. That sounds like someone who's being paid to say that and he doesn't want to say it.
Exactly. Gun to his head.
There we go.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell.
There we go. This is how I do it. You're listening to Johnny and Arnell live and loud. Boom.
Absolutely. I do it like this. You're listening to... I know. And... Johnny. Live and loud. So, it's...
The buttons are all over the place.
Yeah, I went the wrong way. I tried to cover it up.
Oh, no, you did.
One thing I've learnt in life, if you don't admit to your mistakes, often other people won't acknowledge that they were there. So, there you go. Bit of advice for people out there listening. So that was Erykah Badu with Didn't You Know. Absolutely wicked tune. We're moving on, next section.
But now it's time for Spoilers on Screen.
Spoilers on screen.
Oh yeah. And we've been watching the big boy show of all of them.
What is the big boy show now?
It is.
So we're just firing in with loads of
Game of Thrones. I hope you guys are up to date.
Hold on.
Was that Odo?
Hold on.
Who was it?
Hold on.
Odo.
Hold on.
Now, last week, I know, you said that one of the biggest issues with this season of Game of Thrones is your best mate...
Hold on.
...was not in the series. Yeah,
where is he? He's still not there. I'm disappointed.
For the people who don't know, Hodor is a giant guy with learning difficulties, essentially, who has to carry around a boy who's disabled, where he's lost the use of his legs on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And Einel's... greatest problem with a script that has flying dragons around, zombies, a massive multi-dimensional battle for a kingdom is that...
Hold on.
...hasn't been seen in weeks, okay?
He's gone missing. He's officially missing now.
I want to see Hodor. I'm not watching it.
It's not just Hodor going missing. His arc of the story is where they just introduced magic into the realm of Game of Thrones properly. It's like, boom, magic is going to be happening now. And they're like, ooh, edge of the seat stuff last season. And then he's been gone. Where's he been?
Well...
Where's Hodor?
Yeah, but, I mean, there is a woman who... Well, she's doing lots of things, isn't she? But she's apparently in touch with the Lord of Light.
Yes.
She's a magic person, isn't she?
Oh, she's evil. She's evil. Did she give birth to, like, black smoke?
Yeah, she did. She did.
That's not a baby, man.
That's not a baby.
That's not a baby.
The black smoke, she gave a terrible labour. She came out and that black smoke went and killed someone. I mean, that's worse than, like, Damien as a child. That's really, like... You know, you'd probably stop having kids, wouldn't you? I mean, that's what the right-wing government should be focusing on in terms of having kids. Not, these people scrounging off us, because they're not. It's actually, we've got to stop these people having black smoke babies that are going around killing people.
All these black smoke babies coming around taking our jobs.
But they don't, because I'm pretty sure that's what David Cameron's mum had, to be fair. It's black, just some, baby who was going to get in control and kill people. Anyway, I'm a little bit deep there, didn't
I? Yeah, I know, personal there, that black smoke.
Yeah, not a big fan of him.
But what else has been happening in the show this week in Game of Thrones? Holdo's gone missing, but...
Yeah, but this week is the first week where the TV show has actually gone further than the books.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's actually gone...
Nobody can predict what's going to go on now. Yeah. Well, apart from the people torrenting the show and episodes ahead, but... Yeah.
So finally, the people were literally like, all those books people were like, it used to come every week and be like, oh my god, I've read the books, I'm ahead of you.
Just you wait until it gets to this part when they get to Westeros. And, I read literature and I'm gonna make you feel bad.
I tell you, if you think Tyrion is cool now, wait until he does later.
Wait till chapter 17.
He's like, where's my asthma pump?
That's how we see the
book readers.
Yeah, and now, us TV, us quarterbacks out there, when you're reading your books, we're the ones pushing you down.
That's it.
Hey, like, we're the AC Slaters, you're the Screech Powers.
Screech, and we all know what happened to him.
Is he alright?
I don't think so. What's that? Saved by the Bell reunion with all the cast, apart from him.
Screech isn't there, and we know why. You're not welcome anymore, Dustin Diamond. You're not right. You're not welcome. There you go. You've played your part. And
that's what everyone was saying. It's like, this is a great reunion. But we're Screech.
Yeah.
Conspicuous
by his absence.
There's a couple of birds in front of him.
I mean, they even let Jesse Spano show up, and she was star of, like, that Showgirls film, which was a little bit racy, but...
Ended her career, didn't it?
Yeah, ended her career, but she still got invited back to reunion.
No!
But Dustin Diamond, you've taken things too far, Screech.
You're not Screeching anymore.
Exactly. You needed to be Zach Morris, and you could pause reality and just have a think about your life and then start heading in a different direction.
But Game of Thrones, it was a good episode this week. Good episode. A lot of moving pieces, a lot of things coming together, a lot of things that they set up at the start of the season are now coming into play, and I do like that.
Yeah, I do
like that.
But the idea about the TV moving ahead of the book on this one is, like a lot of people who watch Game of Thrones, stuff like that, are genuinely quite worried that... the guy is going to die before he can write the end of the books. George R. R. Martin, author.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember seeing a Thug Life video where they're like, you know, so, George, a lot of people are worried you're not going to be able to finish your books in time. Have you got a message to them? He's like, well, to those people, you're basically saying I'm going to die soon, so F you.
Don't you take the mick out of my health.
Quite cool. Basically, Game of Thrones is jumping off. What happened in this episode that really got you? Because there is one line that really,
I know what you're talking about. Is it? Is we're at the wall?
Yeah, at the wall.
But do you know what I liked about the wall part with Sam? Is that he finally got to get with his lovely lady.
He did.
And I just always remember he let out a little whimper when he was doing.
Oh dear. But no, the wonderful little line from the scene where there was a funeral where Master Aemon finally succumbed to his
poor girl.
Ill health. He died, and Sam is a loyal friend of Jon Snow. No, it's hit the wrong one.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yeah, so basically he's a loyal friend of Jon Snow, but Jon Snow's had to go on a mission. And so Master Aemon was one of his friends. And basically, this guy's died, and Sam's having, you know, quite an emotional scene, having to light the tinder underneath the Master Aemon.
After giving a lovely speech as well.
A lovely speech as a send-off, and then someone just walks over who doesn't like him and went,
oh, your friends are dying, Mr. Tarly.
Didn't even look him in the face when he said it, just leaned in.
That was it. No.
It seems you're running out of friends, Mr. Tarly.
And I mean, can you imagine saying something like that to someone at a funeral?
At a funeral as well.
Can you imagine doing that in real life? Just being there going like,
oh, your family's dying, son.
Who is that guy?
Who are you?
I might be that guy who just shows up at random people's funerals going,
it's better off that she's dead.
You were. Does anybody know that girl with the afro?
Exactly.
Do you know what, though? Master Aemon must be the first person to die of old age in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I think he is. Has anybody had natural deaths?
That's a very good point, actually. When people are getting poisoned, dragons flying around, there's stone people.
Wedding massacres.
Absolutely. Wedding massacres, yeah. I mean... to be fair, just dying of old age. That's pretty good.
That's an achievement.
No one's drawing out their pension in Winterfell. No one's getting that far, you know what I mean?
He even had time to write a will and everything, I swear.
Exactly.
I leave all my possessions to Jon Snow.
Once
he gets back over the wall.
Oh, he's not back. So, yeah, that was a bit of a jumping off episode, wasn't it? I was quite pleased with everything.
But things did heat up when it in Westeros, though. Things heated up there.
Yeah.
Cersei, she went to go see Margaery in prison to rub it in her face. That was deep. That was deep. Imagine someone you really hate sticks you in prison, then comes in to just smirk at you.
Mm.
Oh, look at these conditions they got you in. Oh, did I say they?
That is one great thing about Game of Thrones. It's got lots of really strong female characters as well. These are not like, you know, women who are waiting around to be rescued by the prince. Don't get me wrong, they're not all nice.
No.
Like, Cersei is not nice.
They're the ones running things, man.
Yeah.
They're running the show.
Often there's a king who's in place who's just actually an absolute stooge.
Tommen. Tommen don't know what he's doing. Thinks he's in love. No, mate.
He's a fool guy, really, isn't fool he? Guy. For the, you know, the person who's running it, which is either his mum, Cersei, or Margaery. But there you go. That is a positive thing. I think we should whack another tune on, because we've discussed Game of Thrones, and we don't, you know. Mm.
I can't wait for next week.
Is there any predictions for next week's?
Next week, I reckon Margaery is going to get out of prison somehow.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think Littlefinger's going to help her get out.
Oh dear.
Said it here first.
Yeah.
What's your prediction?
I reckon that Khaleesi will say at some point,
yeah,
I'm the queen.
That's an easy prediction.
I didn't say that'd be hard. I also think that
safe bets, yeah?
Jon Snow, yeah, Jon Snow might be there going, you've got to come with me.
That's all he says.
And I think that Tyrion might drink some wine. Hey?
Safe bets. There
we go.
Just getting that return.
You're getting all jealous because I know stuff. Well, I know.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
There you go. No,
well, nothing. You got double.
It just keeps looping after a while. You know? Right. I have to stop it. Right, I'm going to chuck the next tune on. Now, this next one is by Rihanna.
Oh, this is like Rihanna remix.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one because there's been a few remixes of this tune, but I think Starro has done the best remix of it. Let's let you guys listen and then you let us know if you like this tune.
Yeah, this one's called Biatch. Be harsh with the accent. Be arch, better have my money. Okay, and that's coming up now.
Y'all should know me well enough. Please don't call me on my bluff. Falling bigger than LeBron. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Doing 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. You ain't finna backseat on my brand new Bentley. Don't act like you forgot. I call a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot.
Hey!
Oh, what a tune.
Bit of a banger. Bit of a bumper.
People weren't expecting that for the Thursday afternoon, you know.
No, I don't think they were. Probably because it had a bit of a swear word in there, didn't it?
But, oops.
You threw it in there, oops. Didn't you, I now?
Oopsie.
We have just been joined in the studio with a sensational guest.
Oh, it's none other than Nazim Hussain!
Thank you.
Why didn't Johnny yell as well?
The world's greatest.
Oh,
because he had that queued up.
There you go. Oh, you got to be patient with Johnny.
That normally plays in my head every time someone says my name, so. I can't believe you.
Is that what you say to yourself before you go on stage?
I'm the world's greatest.
And then they start booing. Maybe I'm not. I'm not even Peckham's greatest right now.
They just don't know it.
For those that don't know, Nazim is a hilarious stand-up comedian and comic actor as well.
I've really built myself up too much. That's what you start an interview by saying, I'm the world's greatest.
Prove it.
No pressure, man. But
I'm definitely
better to make us laugh.
A little asterisk after that. Yeah, this is contested.
See below for terms and conditions.
It's certain area. There is an area that I come from called World, and I'm the best there.
It's called my bedroom. Yeah. Last time I saw you fools, you were in Manchester.
We were filming.
Just starting your
filming the show, and then you guys had
you
a show.
You were just
up there
starting
well.
Your show. You were all just excited.
It was in pre-production, I think.
Now you're a veteran.
Yeah, I was in great shape back then. Yeah. Since then, I've been working on my dad bod.
You got a beard.
Not a
now.
Daddy body.
I've got a beard. Yeah. And beard. We were talking earlier about how a lot of women are now preferring the dad bod. Dad bod
really?
Is basically like... kind of like a little bit in shape, not like fat, but basically a little bit more tubby
skinny,
than a
skinny fat guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
A skinny fat guy.
A skinny fat guy. So yeah.
I'm working on that dad look. There. What do you call it? A dad bod.
Dad bod.
Yeah, irresistible. Yeah,
not to be confused with a daddy body.
What's a daddy body?
That's a new creepy term that I know.
Use your imagination.
Exactly.
That sounds like something you'd say in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Give me that daddy body.
It feels like something that might get our radio show starting to get listened to by the authorities.
Apparently, we're talking about daddy body.
I've got a couple of questions for you, Mr. Tomlinson. What exactly is a daddy body?
And where did you put it?
I'll stop the interview at this point.
Someone else has just joined us.
Welcome into the room.
So you are over in England at the moment.
Yeah, good to have you over from Melbourne,
man. What the hell? I thought you guys were supposed to have grey skies, depressing weather, but this is... awesome,
bad,
sunshine.
It's not bad.
It's mad. People walk around in T-shirts. I saw a guy walking down the street just with shorts on, no top on. The heck?
It's not right, is it?
It's not right. He had a daddy body, not a dad body, whatever you call it. But I'm here for a week, just doing some shows.
Where are you doing the shows, man?
First solo shows at the Soho Theatre. And I got married last week. 10 days ago. So this is a working honeymoon.
Look at this. He's a new man. Look. I mean, I thought there was something different about you from the last time we saw you. He's married. Look.
I'm married, man. So, yeah, I've got to bring my wife.
But look,
this is a tax write-off, this whole trip, this whole honeymoon. Everything romantic I do, I can get it back on tax.
I need to get married, man.
This is one of the best things I've ever heard. You've gone on your honeymoon and started gigging around.
I know. She wants to do romantic stuff each night, but I've got a gig every night. So I'm like, sorry, but I've got to go do the show.
Yeah. Working again, and I. Yeah. Oh. But why has it got to be all about
for that
you?
Wedding that you wanted.
Aren't you happy to be here?
Yeah. You said, for richer or poorer.
I'm pretty certain I said Jamaica.
Yeah.
No, London will do.
London's kind of Jamaica.
Yeah. Get yourself down Brixton, it'll do.
But Nazim, on this show, we ask the big, hard questions, all right, man.
All right.
Now that you're married,
okay,
what did you have to give up in order to become a married man?
Oh, big questions.
You know what? The day before I got married, I freaked out that I was going to get married the next day.
Yeah.
And I was awake from like 3 to 3:30 a.m. And I just realized I'm not going to be able to just lie diagonally on my bed.
Sorry, what do you mean? You built that up as a big thing. You were awake from 3 till 3:30, so you were awake for half an hour.
In the middle of the night.
How did you get married? How'd you get married the next day?
It was wedding.
I had half an hour where I didn't know what was going on.
These are the risks. These are the risks associated with marriage. But, hey, man, when was the last time you had interrupted sleep because of stress?
I was doing a lot of that start of the year. No, definitely. I remember some tossing and turning. Oh, mate, if I was getting 2 hours, I was running out.
You don't need to get married, bro. No, stay single. You know where you're ready to get married when you're sleeping a full night. Then you get a record.
Well, being able to sleep diagonally as well.
Yeah, what I know. Now I can't do that.
Yeah, you got to share them covers, man. Share the duvet.
Mm-hmm. I like a diagonal sleep, definitely.
Yeah, you a diagonal man?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I mean, also, on that note of the covers as well, like, yeah. I hate it when your partner would just ripping the sheets off all the time. It can really, you know, it can really mess
that
you
can
up.
Interrupt a dream. It can.
Absolutely.
It's like some form of inception.
Yeah.
It is, man.
If you're having a dream that you're getting cuddled by a grizzly bear.
Yeah, you're being like, your dream. You're like, you're living your penthouse mansion dream. Then all of a sudden a woman comes in and just starts taking covers off you.
Yeah. And it's the love of your life. It's the love of my life interrupts all of my dreams.
Yeah, and then you wake up at 3 a.m. and then you...
and then she's there slobbering on my pillow.
Started to get into the inner psyche, really crushing you from the start. I love the fact you've been married for 10 days and already you were like, don't get married, mate.
Yeah, no, look, I just realized, so in a half an hour of freaking out, I realized I wasn't just getting married the next day, but I was going to be married the day after and have to be married the next week and for every other day for the rest of my life. When do you have to do anything every day for the rest of your life? Never.
There's nothing else you have to eat
and you have to...
That adds it to the list of eating, drinking and going to the toilet.
Yeah, it's just the fourth the list. Thing. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be cynical, but I'm pretty sure Henry VIII woke up at 3:30 and went, look, I'm going to have to divorce someone here. You have to set this up. Yeah, I can't do it. I'm not having another interrupted night's sleep. No way.
I want to sleep diagonally. I told you.
Stop wrecking my dreams.
Exactly. I've got to have a way out of this. I'm sorry. It's what you can be drove to.
Can I ask if you guys are in relationships, or do you kind of present this image of yourself that you're single and available?
Well, no, I am.
Because it's more marketable, isn't it?
So,
the guy is using it as a tax relief.
It's all about the marketing, yeah. She's not my wife. No, she just works for me. Play along.
She's a bookkeeper.
What makes you think that we're marketing ourselves as being single?
I'm asking.
Johnny.
Hey!
But, yeah, you can find both of us. There's I Know as well. It's got its own theme tune.
Apparently, I'm in the friend zone. He's in control of the desk, so that's going to change.
You're looking pretty good for someone that's in the friend zone. You're laughing.
Yeah.
You're not on the floor in the fetal position.
Not waking up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Sleeping well at the moment.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting that 8 hours straight.
Oh, dear. Awesome. I did actually have a question as well.
Oh,
shit. Because we asked the big questions.
Big questions on this show, man.
Bad boy questions that... actually need to get asked.
Not necessarily answered.
Yeah.
Just ask them
straight away. It was basically, what is the best thing about, thing about England and what's the best thing about Australia?
Ooh. Best thing about England is that you guys have lots of brown people, lots of black people. Just
there we go.
You guys call them Orientals, we call them Asians. Well, yeah, like, it's so diverse here, man. You walk down the street, I feel like, no one's looking at me for my skin colour. Like, we're in Australia, people clutch their handbags a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a different place. So that's the best thing about here. You can eat all sorts of different food here, whereas you kind of have to,
this is why he saw it as a honeymoon.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. But
there's no one looking at me.
If ever you can tell a person who hasn't been to Devon before.
What's Devon?
Southwest, mate. Go down there. Really? You'll get stopped a few times.
What are you doing around here, fella?
When I hear Devon, I hear Devondale milk, and that's white. So
There you go. Home of the milk.
Yeah. I want to go to Devon. We're going to go to Bath today. Do you know Bath?
Yeah. You'll get a couple of looks around there as well. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Best thing about Australia is that there's an airport that takes you straight to the UK. Saying the right things.
Yeah.
Playing to the home crowd.
I can tell someone doesn't kiss his flag. Exactly.
Someone sounds like he's on his wedding. On his honeymoon.
This doesn't broadcast to Australia, right?
It does actually. My cousin listened to Australia last week.
No, I mean, the best thing about Australia is the airport so that we can send foreigners back. Yeah.
Known for that. Got a bit of a reputation there, I bet.
We do racism better than anyone else in the world.
it's all justifiable out there, isn't it?
Yeah, like really remote islands and.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember when
Been to Australia?
I went over there, yeah.
When?
At one point. A few years back.
What can I ask, what was your favourite thing about Australia?
I mean, the obvious ones are going to... So, basically, I lived in King's Cross in Sydney.
Oh, okay, but that is the red light district of Sydney.
No, you were just living there. I thought, I'm just going to get an apartment right here.
What were you doing there? Were you working?
Just looking around. I was working when I was in Australia. No, not in the King's Cross. So I managed to get out for that. But I had a job. I ended up working at a fashion company. Right, this is random, but true. I ended up working at a fashion company for like a kind of middle-aged women's clothing line. And by the end, I'd worked my way up in the company. And, I mean, I was like a wreckhead. Like, I was travelling, I was out on a beer every night, coming in, like, drunk into my work. And they were like, yeah, we really like what you're doing here. Yeah. But I ended up as a visual merchandiser. And I used
What does
to,
that mean?
So, basically, I'd get given pictures of all the stock from, like, the of the female clothes coming in. And I'd align what goes with what. And they'd make all the mannequins in the stores in the country up to
whoa,
me.
Whoa. Hold on. God, you were in charge of middle-aged women fashion in Australia.
Shit.
That's absolutely correct.
When you were out meeting with women, did you say, hey, I'm in charge of middle-aged women's fashion?
That's a good job, lady.
What do you do?
I should have been in there, actually. I should have, actually, rolled up.
45-year-old woman?
You're looking good. I picked your clothes. You don't even know.
You don't even know it.
Maternity wear, that's my thing.
Exactly. Who would have thought that them crocs went with those leggings?
I bought them. That's why you're wearing them.
There are some curveballs out there.
I don't know why you left then.
It sounds like you're doing all right.
Yeah, but now I've got a radio show on FUBAR. Bang! Yeah. Explode. Need an explosion thing, don't I
told you to get one, man. What's happened?
Should have asked. My bad. Next time.
Should have stuck to women's fashion. Middle-aged women's fashion.
Yeah, no, so that was going really well. But in the end, I just wanted to continue having fun.
So the best thing about Australia?
Was
King's Cross. Living in King's Cross.
To be, there was.
I think residents get like a discount on services provided.
Oh,
King's Cross.
I don't
think. I think so.
Well, that discount on rent.
I think you should. I'm just making this up. But I was going to say. I'm just trying to drag it out of him. Oh yeah, I use that discount card a few times at the local establishments.
the local. Would you get points or something on the card or something? Yeah, I do have at least 50 points to redeem.
Equivalent of a Nectar card there. I wouldn't know what the name for one of those is.
They probably call it a Nectar card.
Yeah.
What do we call it?
But no, I certainly not that. The innuendo is completely wrong. My favourite thing was, well, to be fair, one of the things is we had loads of junkies around there.
Just answer the question. You don't have a favourite thing about Australia.
The best thing about Australia was the environment. I loved it. It was sunny and there was loads of places to go swimming and stuff like that.
So that's not actually... Okay. So what you like about Australia is the sun, which is not actually part of Australia. It's something... many millions of kilometres away.
Yeah. It's the area of the globe where that thing, that celestial body, shines on the most. I big up Australia. Well done for being positioned there. Basically, like you've hinted on, there's a lot of kind of racial angst towards Aborigines. Didn't feel that. Yeah. They always have a go at them for drinking petrol, which is actually true. Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
They
drink petrol?
The stereotype is that they sniff petrol. If you drink it, you're probably dead.
Well, I think I've seen a geezer drinking petrol. I'm pretty sure I've seen
King's Cross.
He was at the petrol station just putting petrol in his
mouth. Yeah, I mean, he didn't pay for it afterwards. He was just literally straight...
It's kind of hard to pay for something when you're dead.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty... No, they put petrol in a bottle and put a bit of water in and drinking it.
I didn't know.
Apparently, hell of a hangover in the morning.
I love the smell of petrol. Seriously, don't when you put petrol in there, you still love that smell?
I do. I love the smell of petrol. Ooh. And I love the smell of nail varnish as well.
Is that your thing?
Essentially, these are solvents, aren't they?
Oh, that's like all those smells. Yeah.
Glue's pretty Moorish.
Your brain's probably... Let's do a maths equation to see how much...
Yeah, you should see me designing a lady's outfit. Really out there. John Paul Gaultier of London.
Yeah. So really, you've got no favourite. What did you say? It's nothing.
He didn't say. He said the sun. And the sun doesn't
count. And I hate racists.
Yeah.
It should be a universal thing, not really restricted to Australia.
Yeah, it's not. But it has to be said in Australia. Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about Australia? I hate racists.
So I refuse to answer your question, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, but seriously, every time people from London go to Australia, they tell me they feel like they've just gone back in time. So it's kind of like it's experience in that regard.
Do you feel as if tourists kind of see a different side to Australia than people that actually lived there, like yourself?
Tourists always see kangaroos and koalas. And as someone that's lived there, I've never touched a koala before. And
for real?
Yeah, I don't really see many kangaroos.
That sounded like you were in court giving evidence. I've never
intentionally touched a koala. Not that I can recall, Your Honour.
Without consent.
Can you show me on this image where you touched a koala?
Little Joey over here says otherwise with me.
I really want to touch a koala. All this talk of touching koalas. No, they look cuddly.
They do look cuddly, to be fair. I've seen a little baby one. Then. Do you know what? I remembered my original question, which I made that last one up. You wouldn't have told. We asked a big question. Big questions here. Nazim, what is your favourite Disney film?
Oh, shit.
I like Aladdin, because I had a crush on Jasmine when I was young.
Who didn't?
Who didn't have a crush on Jasmine?
The cartoon.
The cartoon, yeah.
She was the curviest Disney character there was.
She was the curviest. She showed a bit of stomach.
Who was curvier than Jasmine?
And I thought that was, like, for me as a kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Woo. Absolutely. She also flew on a flying rug.
She, you know, there was Aladdin, who was a white Arab guy. Like, he saved... I was jealous of Aladdin.
Yeah.
I loved Aladdin. I don't really remember much about the film.
I just remember staring at Jasmine going, one day you'll be mine.
I've got a magic lamp.
If I ever name my daughter Jasmine, that's a bit weird now that I've admitted that. But
you're going to... Oh,
the name Jasmine. If I have a daughter. I don't have a daughter. Yeah. If I had a daughter and had named her, that'd be weird as well.
Yeah, it's getting a bit Freudy, isn't it? Around there. Yeah.
Planning on having kids and he's already named her?
Yeah. Have you got a favourite Disney film right now?
I do.
Go on.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, that's a very recent one.
Oh, I didn't know it had to be old school.
No, I'm just saying. Like, so you.
I didn't know it had to be old school.
So before that, you didn't have a favourite? Like,
I did. I used to like the Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
That was nice.
That's also pretty
recent.
Purely
because of Baloo the Bear.
Huh?
I liked him.
Which one?
Baloo.
Blue the bear.
Yeah, the bear. He was the bear.
What did the bear do?
There was only one bear.
What did the bear do?
Bear necessities.
He was
all songs.
Big boy tune.
Yeah, he was popular.
He had nothing on Robin Williams' genie in Aladdin. So.
Yeah, he was
blue as well, so he was a better blue character than yours.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a competition.
You can't criticise the genie because Robin Williams passed
What's my favourite one? Mulan.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Mulan.
Yeah.
There was no hot character in that.
Mulan.
yeah, she was the hottest character.
Oh, that was a she.
Yeah, she. And Eddie Murphy was a little dragon.
He was a red dragon.
Oh,
I did like Lion King as well. We've got to kind of wrap this thing up because we've got another awesome tune coming up. We'll start in a sec. Yeah. Did you want to give a little shout out to where people can catch you on?
Yes, please come to the Soho Theatre. 7 o'clock, the doors open every night for a show that starts at 7:30.
Yep.
Where I'll proceed to come on stage and tell you lots of hilarious jokes.
I've seen the show myself. It's a great show.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Make sure you get down, people.
What about on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, Nazim_Hussain. Instagram, without the underscore, Nazim Hussain. Facebook, my mobile number is +61419.
Follow me, literally. All stalkers are welcome. Well, go ahead. Well, thanks very much, Nazim, for coming down.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming down, Nazim.
It's been fantastic to talk to you.
I love you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very proud of you guys. I always show my friends your Instagram photos and everything. They're very funny.
Yeah, good stuff.
We've got a fan.
Good captions,
we are. Right, I know. This is us wrapping this show up. We've got to do it. So remember, guys, this is Johnny and I now. Live and loud on FUBAR every week on Thursday at 4 o'clock. Inel, what's your Twitter?
It's @Inel, INEL.
Mine's @JohnnyICochran. Get following us so we can get your problems on next week.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you download the FUBAR app so you can listen to the radio show if you're not listening already. Apart from that, we've loved it. You had a good time?
I had a great time. And look, The sun's out.
The sun's out again. You had a good time,
Nadine? Had a fantastic time. I want to stay.
I've had an awesome time.
Don't finish it.
Do you know what?
Legal
I'm being
reasons.
Forced to.
Yeah, legal
this
reasons.
Is an absolutely beautiful song to make everyone feel good about ourselves and enjoy it. It's a bit of an uplifting number. So it goes, Harold, Melvin and the Blue Notes, wake up everybody. Let's go.
See ya.
Just let it be. Na, 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 na.